Hi everyone, it's Hope. Just a quick apology for there being no episode last week. We have a lost episode. The recording for Jonathan Creek fucked up so bad. Please enjoy our emergency episode, Sherlock, A Study in Pink. Because I fucking hate how upper middle class this TV show is, and how much this TV show hates poor people. Like,
is that like a running theme throughout the entire show?
Kinda, but the problem is, right? You have set your TV show in London, right? How do you get around London in your TV show?
I would have a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Or use the perfectly designed and very convenient underground train system that's been there for how long now?
Yeah, that's how you get around London. The only people that can afford a fucking taxi in London are the fucking rich and the drunk.
And how the drunk afford it, we'll never know. But, yeah, getting a taxi everywhere, you may as well walk there. You'll get there quicker. I mean, there's even a scene where Sherlock and John and Watson are racing a taxi on foot. And they do manage to cut it off. So...
yes. It's... the show will continue this. The show never shows them on the tube, pretty much. Like, they get public transport once to go to Devon, but, like, they're always in private transport. They're always in a fucking taxi, which nobody gets a fucking taxi in London.
I mean, I see teleportation sounds kind of cheap.
Like, so for those of you that don't know anything about London, I've never been to London. London is not a true 50-minute city, but it could be close. The fact is, you can walk about 10 minutes in any direction from anywhere in London, and you will be on part of the tube network. Unless you're in, like, the edge, but then we don't talk about it.
Oh, yeah, well, once you hit, like, zone 3, zone 4...
Zone 3, zone 4, yeah.
You're not going to see underground?
But, yeah. But here's the problem. We know this entire episode is set around Baker Street, Brixton, and a few other places in London. All of which are in Zone 1 and 2 and have brilliant tube service. Which is really stupid.
Baker Street and all of...
Baker Street has its own tube station with 5 lines there.
So they still get a taxi. How much do you think they're racking up in taxi charges?
I mean, let's be real. The financing for the Holmes Watson household is the Drill Candles tweet, but it's taxis.
I have a genuine question, actually. When it comes to taxis in London, do you actually tap with your card like you do on the trains, or do you still use cash?
Oh, I think you can. I think most taxis nowadays have a card.
Because I don't even think I've seen Sherlock Holmes tap the card reader. He just gets in and gets out.
Don't worry about it. Oh yeah, it's a show. We can't have the main character worried about the main state. Because what normally happens is Sherlock gets out, runs off, and then Watson is seen paying. It's
true. That is a good reason why Sherlock needs Watson. Because Watson needs to actually, you know, cover the charges.
Watson needs something to do.
Because Watson has money.
Yes.
Yes, the person who can't afford an apartment that has money.
Yeah, as I said, they are just the Drill Candles tweet. It's really stupid. And I do apologize to everyone, but Sherlock will be a dick a lot of the time, and I will be counting, and I will also be letting you know that Sherlock has been a dick with
yes. One of my main notes for this, and honestly probably the only one for this entire episode, is Sherlock is a dick.
Yeah, consistently he is a dick. Quite yes. Consistently.
Honestly, sometimes you have to be a dick to get your way, and he pulls it off wonderfully.
I don't know, he's kind of a dick, though.
Yeah, it's the one consistent characterization of Sherlock, is that he is a cunt.
Yeah, like, that is always the case in every Sherlock media.
Not so much, in especially, like, the classic Sherlocks, where he's not... He's aloof and arrogant, but he's not a cunt. And it's kind of the same in Elementary. He's not a cunt. He's socially awkward. Like, we watched The Imitation Game the other day, and he comes off as more likable in The Imitation Game than he does as Sherlock.
He pulls off neurodivergent really well. And I've noticed it in a lot of his characters that there's always that hint of it there. But it's different parts of the spectrum he shows for each character. Like, Turing is very, I would say, empathetic, but very logical and very anxious, for one.
Yes.
Where in Sherlock, he's very calculating and very specific, but he's also a very, he also assumes a lot, to be fair. A lot of what he says is mostly guesses.
Yeah, sounds about right.
In fact, I liked it when Watson called him stupid at one point in the episode, because I just laughed and went, yep, yeah, then that's accurate.
Yes, call Sherlock Holmes. Like, this is the thing, everyone else around him calls him a cunt. Except Watson,
Watson is just as critically thinking as him in his own way, but through different
something that will not come up in the show.
Exactly, but you can see it there in the pilot episode that Watson has very critical thinking in his own way, and he can read to Sherlock quite the way Sherlock can read the surroundings around him. So that's why Watson is quick to just call him an idiot.
My thought is Watson shouldn't be stupid.
No.
Watson is never stupid.
No, Watson's not stupid.
He's supposed to be not as smart as Sherlock, but genuinely a smart person.
Yeah, like,
Watson has his stats in wisdom. Yeah. Sherlock has all his and int, no yes. wisdom.
Or charisma.
Watson has a mix. Yes.
That's why people are openly calling him a freak.
Yes. I mean, the man does keep eyeballs in a jar in his microwave.
Those were eyeballs, were they? Okay.
Yeah. Yes. She did say
I didn't hear it clearly. Then again, I was trying to watch the episode while I was in the voice chat, so it wasn't. I wasn't helping myself.
But yeah, so... What do? We see a bunch of different Londoners getting cabs. Specifically, we see three people clearly order a taxi. They are then next seen taking a pill and dying. Like, come on. I know having to be driven around London is shit. The driver is probably racist. He's probably playing back music and he's saying something
about
the Jews.
But it's not so bad you have to kill yourself over it.
Exactly, yeah. Like, come on, guys. You can deal with someone being a Nazi enough to, you know... whip your phone out, record them, and then complain.
No, phones 10, 13 years ago weren't able to do that without breaking. So,
we will get to the phone.
Yes, the pink one, I'm guessing.
Not the pink one. The pink phone's an iPhone. The pink phone's pretty standard.
Oh, wait, are we talking about the examination of the phone?
Yeah, we're talking... we're talking about what?
Yes. His brother's, was it?
The phone that his sister gave him.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, we'll get to that, because the movie, the show has a weird thing about gay people.
I noticed.
Yeah, I did notice that.
It gets worse. I'll talk about it more when we get to it, but yeah. Also, weird thing to see that the Minister for Transport is apparently a junior minister, which, why the fuck is the Minister for Transport not in your cabinet? The fuck?
Because they're too young.
Oh yeah, she's literally the junior minister. She's out on the dance floor boogieing because it's her 16th birthday. Tories do get like excited, said, young.
No, Tories don't allow people in power unless they're already on a life support.
Ah, yes. Tories and Republicans.
Am I wrong?
Same mindset.
I mean, poor Mitch McConnell, they might as well be... but.
Ah, yes. He feeds on poor people. Oh, just
at the end of the, at the end of the space Republican's life, before death, they are sealed into a giant suit of armor to serve the Astartes until death.
Yeah, like
that is what they are about to do to Mitch fucking Connell at this rate.
Poor guy, and by poor guy, I mean poor aging body that can't handle anything.
I mean, hold on. Oh, yes, Mitch McConnell. I hope he...
Understandable. I...
Honestly...
Someone should...
Honestly, moot.
Yeah. No, Mitch McConnell has been has screwed over so many people.
Yep.
For the healthcare that he is going to be getting.
Going to be getting any of it? Also, because at this point they're like, yeah, just let it happen.
Just let natural selection take its place.
Yeah, just
Mitch McConnell going the way of Mr. Burns and being unkillable because all the viruses are in his body together,
all fighting one another, creating equilibrium.
It's just a tag team.
No, oh no, all the viruses in him are all going, I want to kill him. No, I want to kill him. No, I want to kill him. They're having a battle royale all the time.
It's that scene from Airplane where everyone's just lining up to beat someone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so after, with, you know, three random suicides with the same poison, the Met have to call a press conference, and I hate to say this, but it's weird seeing the Met portrayed as less as even more incompetent than they are. And the Met are really incompetent. Like, the Met police group chat included someone whose nickname was Rapey. Guess what he was convicted for 2 years later?
Grand Theft Auto.
Car theft, obviously.
It was, in fact, clown murder. And rape.
Mm.
Of the clown. No, joke. It was just rape.
While in a clown costume.
And fuck.
All things I end in John Wayne Gacy.
Remember Jean-Charles de Menezes, the case where a dude was shot by Met police and they thought he was a terrorist when he just jumped a ticket barrier. Chrysidia Dick was in charge of that. She worked for MI6 and then she went back to run the Met.
What? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Person from an anti-terrorist group working at a police station. Genuinely a smart idea, yeah.
She was like a police... I think she was in charge of the operation that got this dude killed.
Ugh.
But... we get the first instance of Sherlock being a dick, which... because, somehow... Sherlock Holmes can mass text everyone in one room.
Yeah, that technology doesn't exist yet, but Sherlock has somehow managed to pull it off.
I don't think open group chat existed in 2010.
No. The only way to do that is to go out, get the mobile number of everyone involved,
and forward,
and send a mass text.
This is also before PMs became DMs. So.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not likely, but oh hey, it's a park we were in. John Watson is out for a walk and he meets an old friend. It's called Mike, and
my name is Mike. Hello.
I was thinking Spamton, but yeah,
It's like every mic out there. They're just there somehow.
They just appear.
There's always a mic.
There's always a mic. No one knows why, but there is.
Mic just like spontaneously.
The world falls
appears.
Apart if a mic is not involved. It is not within 50 feet of you at any time.
Oh God, I think I might be 100 feet away from a mic. No,
run.
But yeah, John Watson says he's not the person that Mike used to know, and that's quite right. He's now Joan Watson, and she's here to wage war on the Tavistock because she can't get her hormones.
I'd see a show with Jen Watson.
Yes, it's called Elementary. She's played by Lucy Liu.
Oh, Lucy Liu. Oh, I need to see that.
I'm pretty sure it's Lucy Liu.
Let me look it up for you. I'm curious.
I mean, I'd say... Is Elementary better than Sherlock?
In fact, it is Lucy Liu, yes. Just to confirm.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, they're talking like old friends do when they meet up, you know. What's your gender identity? How do you plan to overthrow capitalism? Do you need a roommate? I need a roommate.
Got kissing, you know, what's happening?
Yeah. Hey, you have kissed a guy before? Have you ever been in a Turkish prison, Timmy? But yeah. So Mike says, hey, John, I know a guy who'll be your flatmate, and we hard cut
to Sherlock.
To Bramble Barn Cumblesnatch whipping a corpse.
With a riding crop.
Will you come?
That was a preview of our bonus episode, Sherlock, A Study in Pink. The full episode can be found at patreon.com/SGOpodcast. For just $3.50 a month, you get a bonus episode a month, plus extended cuts of our mainline episodes. Also, I'm probably going to put some clips from the last episode, because there's a few clips I can get at some point. Anyway, Stargate Oversight is myself, Hope Freyoral, Architecture Frost, and Ryan. But today, Stargate Oversight was Hope Freyoral, Frankie T. Woofer, and Blaise Solaris. Thank you very much. We'll see you all next time.